I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In our study of the local church, we've seen several things, and the last subject that we looked at is, where do we fit? And we've discussed that God calls each worker by name. There are workers in the local church, and that's another reason that each one of us need to be members of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church. Each person in this world, they're born individually. We are born individually. And Job 14:1 says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Well, if you've been around any time at all, any length of time, you know that is true. We all have troubles, and we are all born into this world as individuals. But we're also, as individuals, born again individually. In John chapter 3 and verse 7, Jesus said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. So everyone is born individually into the world, and everyone must be born again individually in order to go to heaven. And then we see that also we're called individually. We see this in many instances in the Word of God, in the Bible. We look particularly at Paul and Silas, how that God called them in Acts chapter 9, God called Paul, and also in chapter 13 and verse 9, you can read there if you would. And we're also laborers individually. We're born individually into this world, born again individually, and we're called individually, and we are laborers individually. God has called each of us to do a certain thing. And as we look into the Word of God, we see in 1 Corinthians 12:18, but now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. Some people try to force God's hand, and they want to do what they want to do, rather than letting God say, look, this is what I want you to do as a laborer for me. And we need to be in tune with the Lord and listening to his voice in order to know what we are to do as laborers. Well, not only are we laborers individually, but we die individually. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Well, that's every person in this world is going to die according to the Word of God. We die individually, physically. The Bible says, wherefore as by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Therefore, we know that one day that we're going to die. We need to be ready for that. We need to be ready. We need to know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and that's how you're made ready to die. Notice also that not only does a person die individually, let me clarify something here. We often think of the person dying without anyone around, being alone. I know that we have family members who gather around, but when you die, you're alone. That is except for the Christian. The Bible teaches us that I believe that once that person who is saved closes their eyes, they immediately are in the presence of the Lord. To be absent from the body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. And I think that's important for the Christian to know today, that the comfort of the Lord is greater than the comfort of an individual who's a human being. The comfort of the Lord will comfort us, and we're spirited, if you would, into the presence of the Lord the moment that the breath leaves the body. Well, not only does a person die individually, but a person is rewarded individually, that is the saved person, by the Lord. Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In 2 Corinthians 5:10 it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, the saved person will stand at the judgment seat of Christ, not to see if you're saved or lost or going to heaven or going to hell. If you're at the judgment seat, you'll be with the Lord forever. you'll not be subjected to that same thing that the person who has never trusted Jesus Christ. The person who has never trusted Jesus Christ, if you would more or less be rewarded with hell. Now, God sends no one to hell. That person who refuses Jesus Christ as Savior, that person has made a choice. That person has made a choice, and I hesitate to use the word reward here because it's certainly not a reward that I would want to have. They are rewarded with hell, and this means eternal death, to be separated from ever from the Lord. And, you know, I believe that is one of the greatest punishments, one of the greatest things that would happen to a person in hell. They will be reminded constantly they're separated from the love of God at that point. God can't help them. And God can help each individual in this world right now. And the way He helps them, first of all, He sent His Son to die for everyone in this world. He sent His Son, He died, and He rose again from the dead that every person who would call upon Him would be saved. In other words, you're sorry for your sin, and you want Jesus Christ to save you. So we see that every person we die individually and we're rewarded individually, especially that Christian who is working for the Lord. I want to hear my Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Well, each worker is also unique. None of them are alike. Psalm 139 verses 13 through 16 talks about this, how that people are born into this world. And verse 15 says, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in the book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them." Now, Dr. Henry Morris writes this in the King James Defender's Bible. He says this, according to Psalm 139:16. He says, "The substance spoken of here, yet being unperfect, is one word in Hebrew meaning simply embryo. God is watching over each embryonic human being from the moment of conception. The baby is unperfect, not imperfect, until it is ready for delivery. But it is always truly human, with an eternal soul. God help this country that is killing millions of babies, who have already killed millions of babies. And God said in His Word, He says, I know those babies even before they were created, even before they were made in secret, and even before they were in the womb. He knows each person. And each person that comes into this world is a human being, even before they are born, even before we see them in the hospital or wherever they're born. God says, I knew that person. That person is a human being, that little baby. So God help us to stand up for human rights in the form of human existence and in the form of not murdering unborn children, unborn human beings. Well, note this also about the workers of the Lord. Each worker is a saved person. Each person is made perfect. Now, if you're not saved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're not going to work your way to heaven. We see all of these people who are doing good works in this world, and they're bragged upon, and they're saying how people say how good they are. But remember, no person goes to heaven apart from Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 19, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope." And this is Jesus is speaking of here, a better hope, "and by the which we draw nigh unto God." In John chapter 17, verse 23, "I in them, and thou in me," Jesus speaking, "that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me." Jesus Christ makes every person who has trusted Him as Savior perfect. Now, not in this body. This body is sin. And the Bible once again says that sin entered into the world by one man, that was Adam, and death by sin came into this world. Now, we can take care of one of those deaths by trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior, and that is the death that once again would be for an eternity. And that death is taken care of when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, because we receive eternal life as a human being. Now, this body's going to die because this body is sin. This body one day, thank God, will be changed to be fashioned like that of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's another study in itself. Well, notice that the workers of the Lord are perfect because they have trusted Jesus as Savior. And we've already spoken of this, that they are unique and none are actually alike. Every person is different. He has a different job for every person in the local church. And notice this with me, if you would, the task God assigns to each worker. Acts chapter 13 and verse 2 says, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." The work. In other words, he is assigning a work to these folks. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 4 says, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office." Well, I want you to notice the task that God gives each individual separately. This task that God gives completely satisfies our Lord. In other words, He's satisfied with what He assigns us, and He's even more satisfied when we complete that task. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 18. "But I have all and abound," Paul says. "I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God." See, when we do something for the Lord in His will, and we do what He wants us to do, it's like offering up a sacrifice unto Him, not to be saved, but because we are saved. It's like a sweet savor coming up to God, and He is well-pleased when we do what He wants us to do. And then we also see that not only does that task that God gives us completely satisfy Him, but it brings a measure of blessing to ourselves as well. Proverbs 3:13 says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." And then Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." God wants us to be happy as Christians. He wants us to be serving Him. It not only satisfies Him, it brings an amount of pleasure to ourselves, and also it brings pleasure to others as well when we are serving God. And I'll notice also this, that there is only one guide who can bring us to our intended destiny in the work of the Lord and in Jesus Christ, and that is Jesus Himself. It's through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. Psalm 32:8 says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." And of course, we know that it's through His Word that He guides us and He directs us and He helps us to be well-pleasing in His sight. My question to you today, so I ask you, where do you fit? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? If not, you need to ask Him to come into your heart right now. If you know Jesus as your Savior, are you serving Him? Are you doing His will? Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I pray for this, that you would bless the message as it goes forth today. Help those who are listening in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.